Om Shanti. My name is Judy Rogers. I live in New York. And for this episode of Release Your Wings, I'm talking with Sister Mohini, who is the coordinator of all of the activities of the Western Hemisphere region of the Brahma Kumaris. And today, the question we're looking at is about angels. The world loves angels. They're on church steeples, they're on statues. We write about them, we sing about them. And yet, I wonder if we really understand what is angelic and how we connect to angels and to what is angelic. Mm. So, Sister Mohini, this is a domain in which you actually have a lot of understanding. Can you share with us about how we connect with what is angelic or with angels?
I think that we all are introduced to angels in different ways. Some maybe by reading in the scriptures, and some might seeing the images, and some might even have experience in their life where somebody has done something or suddenly appears and help you, and you say, oh, this one is like an angel, which comes very naturally in terms of words also towards that person. So we all are introduced to angel in a completely different way and different sources of information. But what my understanding about angel is that when your true quality is like, it's from your deep heart, something, your heart is saying do it, and then you do it, where it could be generosity, taking risk, going out of way to help. I mean, these are exceptional qualities which emerge, and I think we all have them, but some or other we don't listen to our heart, or sometimes we also are so much into outcomes, so much into results, and so much into systems and rules, regulation, that pure part of the being never get fully expressed. So I think that to me, that when you listen to your heart, and or you have done something to someone, and then you say, oh, I could have done better, or I could have dealt it in a different way. So your quality is emerging, your quality is manifesting, and that quality is the angel within you. Because I feel that being God's child, everyone has angel within the self, but it's a question of awakening that angel or listening to that angel. But as we live in the world of circumstances, insecurities, fears, and so many things are instilled in us by our families, by society, that there is never this whole contact with one's own angel within. So my experience is that when I am in touch with my true self, and then I could hear differently, you know, from my own self, and that is sometimes very, very, as I take quality of, you know, somebody said love. Love is a very common word. But then love, is it pure love? Is it unconditional love where there is no expectation? Actually, in true love, there shouldn't be any expectation. Yes, there is hope, which is a very good quality to hope, but not expectations. And recently I found the difference also between hope and expectation. Like, God doesn't expect from us, but He definitely has hopes in us. So it's a very positive thing. So the first quality I find of angel is compassion. And compassion is not something where you look at someone, somebody sad or suffering, and you just only expressing love. But when there is compassion, you find a way where you are very caring, you could be kind. And like, I find that it's not that when you have lot that you can give, but sometimes whatever you have you can share. You know, like somebody said, oh, I have only a glass of water and I'm very thirsty. If I give half, then how will I, my thirst will be quenched? You know, this kind of question comes. Most of the people feel we have just enough. So I'm not talking of here externally now, of doing something, but I'm talking of internally also. You know, but sometimes like somebody said, I'm very sad because I saw this one sad. But when you are angel, first thing is you are not taking that sorrow. But how do you give happiness? Mm. So sometimes it happens that we take sorrow from that situation. Or not sorrow, or I might say, well, that person shouldn't have done this. So that means I am angel for one and I am not angel for other. So I realize that when there is compassion, then you look into, even if somebody has made mistake, there is something that person can learn or take, or we can share it. You know, so it's a kind of generosity deeply within. And I, one of the very important quality I feel of an angel is understanding. Biggest sorrow or suffering in world today in relationship is that, oh, you didn't understand what I say. You will never understand. Especially in close relationship where you want people to understand what you're saying, but other person doesn't understand. So you sit with this sorrow. So one of this quality of that, let me understand everyone. It's like you are listening to people's heart, not logic and not reasoning, but actually in the heart. And when you listen from the heart, you know the truth. You know, and there could be three people in conflict, but all three have some truth, you know, whatever they it is. Mm-hmm. So what an angel is looking for, a quality which is very common in everyone, and that is truth. Or intentions. Like people can have very good intentions, but they could get into conflict. So angel will not look at the conflict, but look at that everyone's intention actually is good. Only way is different, how it is said, how it is done. So instead of seeing differences, but angel will create harmony. Take them beyond and make them explain that how all three are really okay, you know, but it's different way. So there is a story, they say that once there was a blind man, and he came across this big object. So when he was touching, he said, oh, it's a wall, and then said, oh, it's like snake, or it's like a fan. And so there was someone who with the sight came, and he said, what you're saying is all wrong. And he said, no, but I could feel it, because he touched the bodies of that object, and it was actually elephant. Because elephant ear, when it moves like a fan, and the body is like wall, and the tail is like snake, you know, so whatever he was saying was right, but he couldn't see as a whole. And when, who was able to see whole, said it's elephant. But he was not wrong too. You know, so this is how I find that angel has this vision of seeing whole, you know, because of that angel is pure and because very sensitive to the truth. So finding the truth, you know, not investigating the truth, but seeing truth as a whole. So compassion and the truth. And also I find that, you know, some kind of generosity, as I said, sharing is also, which comes from your angelic state, where you always feel that nothing has gone from you. And sometimes you give something to someone, but then you will get it. Angel always believes that doing good will bring good. So he keeps doing good. So I think it's basically if everyone gets into this whole feeling of, you know, closeness to heart, listening to heart. Because listening is something which doesn't happen these days, at least to your own self. Always listen to what information out there, watching television. Everything is coming from outside. So people are not in touch with the self, so how will they experience their own angel? So angel really is bringing the right message at the right time. Providing you the right, you know, making sense or understanding or... So it's not necessarily, I'm talking of material things here. But it's more from a human, from as God's child, the kind of relationship we should have with others. And the angel definitely brings happiness, removes the sorrow, make us forget sorrow and say, just be happy, be very, very light.
I mean, people talk about having bands of angels, you know, having many angels protecting them, or that they feel they have their angels around them. What are they picking up when they have that experience?
See, there are many, many people in our lives, right? And then good people, and there are some who are not very, you know, they are not also very good. So I think that goodness which is around us is what I can see as the band of angel, or, you know, so there are many people who play that role of an angel in our life.
One thing I'd like to understand a little bit better is this business of invoking the angelic part. So how do we, when we feel we're in need of an angel, we're in need of that compassion, that generosity, that love, that message, how do we invoke that? How do we call that to ourselves?
I think that it could also be that how, when I needed to have experience of from other person as an angel for me, then how it came to me. So in the same way, you know, in my life I have experienced compassion in my life. So then I also start seeing that I also have these qualities, and so think about the quality. So even if it's not awakening, but at least think of, you know, what is compassion, what is unconditional love, what is to make, you know, relief of somebody, relief person from sorrow, and, you know, somewhere that, can I do something good in my life? Can I do something, even little good? I think that will take you closer to your own heart, and that's where you will start seeing that there are many, many beautiful qualities there, which if I listen and then I start using, that will become act of angel, actually, thought of angel and act of angel.
Okay, let me ask a point of clarification. Is it about, if I feel, for example, that I need love in my life, is it that I think of love and want love, or is it that I create love in some way or give it out and it comes back to me?
I think it could be both.
Okay, so
because sometimes you really feel that you want to feel belonging, and then you find suddenly somebody appears and, oh yes, there is this belonging. And then sometimes you also say, but why don't I feel belonging? Maybe I should just think everyone belongs to me, I belong to them. So sometimes you create that quality, and sometimes there is possibility that you want to experience it. I think both are fulfilled if you are looking for some experiences. Sometimes from other people it will come to you, and sometimes you invoke, as you said, you think that way, mm-hmm. and that becomes your quality. Because some people like don't ever feel I am being loved. So then they have to have this practice that why everyone loves me, I was loved by this one. So you create this assurance for yourself that you are being loved is important. That's invoking. And then sometimes it does happen, you know, many times that you also find it's coming from some individuals.
So we, to some degree, we are our own angels, but there, it sounds like what you're saying is there are souls in our lives, there are people in our lives who have such good wishes for us or such benevolent feelings for us that they play the role of angels, sort of? Is that what you're saying?
I think that when you hold good vibrations, pure energy, then, you know, you always had been thinking about bringing good to everyone. So there are people who catch those vibrations, and they will always be like angel to you because that's what they feel it, you know. So that means it's invoking in one thing, but also our vibrations should be so positive that we are surrounded by angels. We feel that I don't have enemy, I don't have anyone who could hurt me. You know, naturally you start feeling that you are surrounded by angels. It's actually your own energy, own vibrations also, which others feel it and they respond to that.
So if I were going to, as a meditative practice, hold certain thoughts or have certain meditation to invoke that kind of energy, what would I do in the last minute or minute and a half that we've got?
You know, it's interesting to see the wings, and wings could be of love, it could be of enthusiasm, it could be of good wishes. So these are the wings actually. So I just, one of the thought could be to have good wishes for everyone. And good wishes also like well-being of everyone. Or have the thoughts where you are really blessing that soul with love, peace, or whatever is needed. So I think that creating these pure thoughts, creating these good thoughts can create, awaken not only angel in myself, but you can also be angel in people's lives. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.